Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, Episode 24. I'm Sarah Kornack.
And I'm Beth Ann Schwamberger. On today's episode, we interview Amanda Archer. Her business is very different from all of the moms we've interviewed so far. Amanda is a wedding dress and bridesmaid dress designer.
You know, Beth Ann, I loved hearing about Amanda's big leap into entrepreneurship after working for other designers and honing her skills. It was also really interesting to hear about the process of doing a photo shoot, such as how to find models and how to coach them during the shoot.
Definitely. I learned so many new things from talking with Amanda. She has a very unique business, but her advice applies to every brilliant business mom. Stay tuned to the very end to hear about her hilarious baby girl. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the show, we are thrilled to welcome Amanda Archer. Amanda lives in Chicago with her husband and daughter. Since 2008, Amanda has owned her own bridal dress design business. The Archer Collection is about the modern woman, classic and easy to wear with a twist of retro and a bit of vintage romance. Fabrics in the collection are always made from natural or eco-friendly fabrics. Amanda searches far and wide to find the best quality of new, organic, and vintage fabric and trims. Most dresses are available made to order, customized, or standard sized. Amanda's dresses can be found on Etsy, or customers can come to her office studio located in Chicago's West Loop. Her wedding gowns are also available at Mignonette Bridal on Belmont Street in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thank you.
Amanda, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your family and your business?
Well, I have a 15-month-old daughter. I live in Chicago with my husband, as you just mentioned, and I design and make wedding dresses. And yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell.
So I noticed from your About Me page on Etsy that you have a background in design. So you went to design school and worked for other designers first?
Yeah, I graduated from the Fashion Institute in San Francisco with a degree in fashion design and worked for about 5 years for other design companies. And then started my own business in 2008 and started really from Etsy is what really helped me launch my business.
Did you have to start your business part-time while you were still working full-time, or was it all of a sudden that you quit your other design jobs and went straight to your own business full-time, or how did that transition happen for you?
I was working full-time and doing dresses on the side for customers. So it's just kind of a weekend job. And I also just like to design and make clothes at home just to practice and get better at what I was doing while I was still working for other designers. Like I would learn something at work and go home and practice it. So I did that for a few years. And then, just switched over pretty slowly. I was still working and then I just got really busy and just made that leap, which was scary, you know, but I really wanted to do it. So it was something that I think I always had that in the back of my mind of doing that eventually. So I finally just got the nerve to go ahead and quit my job and do my own thing.
And I assumed that the leap went pretty well, or were there some hiccups when you made that leap at first?
It was slow at first, but I would say about 9 months after I started, I got to be where I was really busy and I had to kind of figure out how to handle that just because it was such a change in volume of sales. So I had to figure a few things out. So yeah, I think any business, you're going to have to kind of figure out what your policies are and how you go about your business and your time frames for everything. And so that took a few months to kind of figure out. And so it's just been going pretty steady ever since.
That's really great to hear. So when you started to hit that busy point, did you decide to hire others to help, or did you just kind of push back your timelines for making dresses?
I pushed my timeline, so it just took longer. I work with a lot of bridal groups, so like I'll work on one wedding but like many orders within one wedding. And they usually understand that it takes a few months, you know, so that actually works out great because I think brides understand that there's more of a timeline for multiple dresses. So yeah, I would say like 3 to 6 months, depending on the size of the group.
So you've decided to remain a one-woman show at this point?
Yeah, I would eventually like to hire some people to help out. But so far, it's been okay with just working on my own. And I opened up a studio space where I work out. So I work outside of my home. And that's where I meet my clients. And I do all the production. And it works out really well for me, the way it's going right now. But I eventually want to open up a boutique. And I think when I do that, I'm definitely going to be hiring, you know, various people to help me out with that.
Wow, that's very exciting. So as a mom who has a business that's going very well and keeps you busy, what does a typical day look like for you? How do you get your work done and spend time with your family?
Well, I go to work in the mornings and I work for about 6 hours. And my daughter stays home with my husband. My husband works nights, so we have opposite schedules. And that's how we're able to make it work without having to put her into childcare. And then in the afternoons, when I come home, I take my lunch break with her and put her down for a nap. And then we go back to my office for maybe an hour or two, just so I can kind of wrap things up. And then I take her to the park if the weather's nice. And so, yeah, I think I spend about 8 hours working and then 8 hours with her. It's a nice balance right now. I'm really enjoying being able to spend a lot of time with her.
That does sound like a nice balance. It sounds like you found a good mix for your family of work and time together. So that's great. With your business, has there been a low point? And if so, how did you push past that low point in your business?
I think for me, I really care about my customers and I care about how people receive the dresses that I make. And I think if I get an unhappy customer, that's a really low point for me. Thankfully, it doesn't happen very often. And if I have an issue, I work really hard to resolve it and work things out with them. But every once in a while, I'll have somebody who is just not willing to work things out. And I think that's usually when I'm the most upset. And so I just try to learn from my mistakes. I think that's the best way to move forward.
It sounds like you really take a lot of pride in your work and, you know, do your very best to provide that excellent customer service. So I can definitely understand how that would be hard if you felt like you had a customer who was anything less than happy. But that's great advice, I think, for anyone out there to just take what you can to learn from it and do your best and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my things is I tell myself all the time, just it's not a mistake if you learn from it. It's a learning experience. And I think with the garment industry, especially the wedding industry, you're going to it's inevitable to come across issues, you know, and you just have to work through those issues and do your best and learn from what you can and move forward.
Great advice. So let's talk income for a second here. How does your dress business help to support your family?
I think my husband and I are pretty much 50-50. So my income does help out with like the mortgage and bills and all that kind of stuff.
That's very exciting. And I think it sounds like you guys have found a really great way to work together and, you know, both have lots of time with your daughter and the way you can kind of alternate shifts to take care of her and balance everything. It sounds like you really have a good thing going there.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes because we don't see each other that often. Sometimes it feels like we're just ships in the night, you know. But yeah, it's nice that we both, you know, when I'm not around her, I know that my husband is. So she has at least one parent with her at all times. And that's really reassuring. And I think that's also great just having my own business that I have that flexibility to, you know, work around his schedule.
That sounds really nice. I'm sure your husband enjoys the time that he gets to spend with your daughter and
yeah. He
gets to bond on his own too, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Is there an accomplishment in your business that you're most proud of?
I think just everything. When I was able to open up a studio space, that's helped, you know, that was me being able to grow my business in order to do that. And I have a lot of hopes and dreams for my business still, lots of goals that I'm trying to achieve. And so far, I'm just really happy with where I've taken my business and just being able to work independently.
Those are certainly some very big accomplishments. Would you mind sharing some of your big goals with us? I know you mentioned you'd like to open a boutique. Is there anything else that you'd be willing to share with us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And the boutique is the biggest goal. I'd like to be able to work with other artists and designers. And I'd like to have a space where I could do the production, like maybe in the back, and have like a retail space. Mostly, I think, going for weddings and then maybe doing a little bit of like baby shower stuff. Yeah. So it's kind of this idea that I'm still, you know, forming. It's still in the works of the planning process. So yeah, that's the biggest. I'd like to have that like happen within the next 5 years.
Sounds like a great goal.
I love that you're setting kind of that timeline for it as well, so that it doesn't slip away. You kind of have that idea in mind that it will happen within the next 5 years. That's great. Let's talk a little bit about the process of finding that studio space and renting that, or however that works, because I'm sure there's other moms out there who are interested in having a studio space for their business, but maybe need tips on how to go about finding a space, or just if you could talk for a minute on how that whole process worked.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It was actually a really hard process because I wanted something close by. Like right now, it's a 10-minute walk from my home. Oh, wow. So it's great. It's a great commute. And it's just, I think it's easier when you live in like a really dense area, like where I live. I'm a few blocks from the Sears or the Willis Tower, which used to be the Sears Tower. So there's a lot of office spaces around here. And it was just kind of searching for the right space for my business. And it took a few years I moved twice so far. And the first space wasn't quite right, but I found the space I wanted. And there was already a tenant working there. So I found out when they were going to leave, which they actually happened to be moving to a new space. And so I just switched over to that space. But that took, I think, almost 2 years to establish that. Once you find the space, everything else is pretty easy. But I think the challenge is just to find the right space that works for the type of business you do.
Definitely. So the building that you're in, does it have other design studios in it? Or did you just happen to find that one space that was for rent amidst other types of businesses, I suppose?
Yeah, it's a space that has a lot of different types of business. There's no other designers. They're opening up a yoga studio across the hallway from me, so it's a lot of different types of businesses. You know, there's a honeymoon travel agent in one office, and there's an architect firm in another office. It's pretty random.
Is there an online tool or an app that you use to help run your business or to help you stay organized and on top of things?
Well, let's see. I use Etsy a lot for, I think shipping is probably the one thing I need a lot to kind of keep things organized. I have my own system that's like, it's not on an app or anything, but just with work, I have my own system on how I keep all the dresses organized and within their group. But for online, I would say I use Etsy a lot because that's where the majority of my sales come from. And then I use Ship and Click, which is really helpful to get things shipped out pretty easily. And I use Instagram. It's not really an organizing tool, but it's more of just something that I like to post up photos of what I'm working on, projects and stuff like that. And I post a lot of baby pics too.
Good. Is it tough to keep track of the inventory that you need to have on hand for like the dress material, your threads, your whatever else goes into your dresses? Is that a challenge at all?
It's not a challenge. I have a system in place that I actually learned when I was working for another designer. And so I just kind of keep that system going. And I usually spend like once or twice a month going through and making sure that I have the threads and the zippers that I need and the fabrics. And so it's kind of a very hands-on system. It's not, I don't really type anything into a computer. It's more like I have my orders in front of me and I just go through and have a checklist of everything that I need for, you know, all the notions and the fabrics and materials I need for each order.
So Amanda, I know your business seemed to kind of take off at about that 9-month point. Is there a single biggest factor that you think really helped to grow your dress design business, or maybe multiple factors?
Well, Etsy really did is what really helped me grow my business. Etsy has been really amazing for me. It's such a great community and it reaches people all over the world. And I think without Etsy, it would have been a lot more challenging to have grown my business. So I definitely give Etsy the credit for helping me grow my business to what it is now.
Amanda, how do you define success in your business and maybe in your personal life as well?
I think success is happiness. For me, the most important thing is to be happy and also being able to support myself, being able to, you know, pay my bills and just pay for everyday life. Yeah, and just being able to have time with my family. I think before my daughter was born, my life wasn't as balanced. I worked, you know, sometimes 16-hour days. 3 years in a row, I worked 6 months straight without taking a day off. And that was really tough. And now with having a child, it's forced me to really balance my life. And I feel a lot happier, you know, and to me, that feels like success.
Definitely. I can definitely agree with that idea of success. So do you have a favorite business book or perhaps the best business advice that's been given to you?
I have a lot of sayings that I think probably the one thing is be thankful for each day you have, because when I'm like right now, I'm in the middle of my busy season and there are days when I feel like I'm underwater, you know, I just have too much to do and it gets really stressful. And so I just have to, you know, I have my schedule set. So I just have to look at each day and accomplish what I need to do that day and just be thankful that I have business. And that really helps me get through. And then the same thing when I'm in the middle of my slow season, I can feel the same way because I'm like, oh, there's, you know, it's quiet, you know, and so I just have to take each day at a time and just be thankful for the fact that I have business and, you know, that I'm working.
Do you find that during the slow season, is that when you come up with new designs or kind of get to be a bit more creative?
Yeah, definitely. That's when I work on my newest collections during the slow season. That's really the only time I can do that. So it's a fun time of year as well, like just being able to be more creative and a fun time. And then once, you know, I like to do a lot of outdoor photo shoots. So once the weather gets good, then it's really great to be able to plan that out and work with different people.
I was going to ask you about that as well. I noticed all of the gorgeous photos on Etsy and on your website of women and bridal parties in your gowns and dresses. Do you work with a certain professional photographer? Do you find models that you hire for your photo shoots? Walk us through that process.
Sure. Yeah, I am. Well, photography is one of my hobbies. And so I've past couple of years, I've started doing my own photo shoots and I hire models and I hire makeup and hair artists. And then I just have a lot of fun and I feel like I have a vision of how I want the dress to look. And so I try to do a lot of my own photography. However, I do work with other photographers as well. And I have a blast working with, you know, other people's visions. And it's so fun to see how other people, you know, kind of see my dresses. And so it's kind of a variety of whatever I can do. I kind of go with it. But I definitely like to do my own photo shoot at least once a year.
That sounds like fun.
Now, how do you go about finding the models that you hire for the shoots?
Sometimes they're through like contacts that I know in the industry, you know, because I work on other photo shoots. There've been photo shoots where I worked with many models and like many other designers, and we kind of all get together with a photographer. And then I meet models that way. And then there's also a site called Model Mayhem. And that's really fun too, because you can type in like what you want. Like, let's say you want a brunette for your photo shoot. So you type that in and how tall you want them to be. Because I always make my samples, like my gowns, for 5'9" and up. Like, I've had models who are 6 feet tall, so my samples are really long. And so you can type that in, and then it gives you like search results based on your guidelines, and then you can contact those models and figure out which one will work out the best. And so it's a really great site for photo shoots.
Interesting. Although I'm a little bit offended that you don't make your dresses for my size, 5'1". Why do you have a 5'10" girl? 5'1" is great.
Well, I customize my dresses, so.
We're totally teasing.
We're both shorties.
Yeah, I'm 5'2". So.
Yeah, barely 5'2", Beth Ann.
I know. I always have to give Sarah that jab.
Yeah, I know. You always have to be 1 inch above me. But anyway.
Yeah. I used to be able to fit in my samples, and I don't anymore. And that's always really sad. I'm over it now, but models just seem to be getting skinnier and skinnier. And I'm like, I have to make my dresses smaller. And I'm like, I will never fit in this. So just the way the industry is.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you would look lovely in any of your dresses, regardless of if it's model size or not. But
Amanda, do you have any tips for working with models in terms of giving them direction and helping them to kind of see the vision for your photo shoot and your dresses?
Yeah, I always tell them that just to kind of pretend like they're getting married, so they're happy. They don't have to smile, all the time, but it's like a positive thing, because sometimes models can kind of glare at the camera. And so, yeah, just kind of telling them how to feel. And that, I think that helps give them a direction, just because facial expressions are pretty important in photo shoots.
Definitely.
That's too funny that you have to tell them to pretend to be happy.
You're happy today. Yeah, I guess that's true, because a lot of models are used to that more, the edgy or the serious couture. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I can't don't look happy in your photos.
They're probably miserable from not eating anyhow, so you probably do have to tell them to smile.
Well, that's the same thing with runway shows, which I've done a few of those, and I always have to tell them, just go out and be happy. You don't have to sit there and smile the whole time, but just, don't look angry, because you're wearing a wedding dress, so.
So, speaking of other funny things, do you have a funny or adorable mommy moment that you could share with us?
I have a few, but one of them just happened a few weeks ago. So I take my daughter to the post office in the afternoons a couple times a week, and it's in a dense area. It's like a lot of traffic and, taxis honking horns and buses going by and business people talking on phones. And she has a little play phone, little purple play phone that she carries with her. And I was just strolling her along, and it was very loud. And all of a sudden I heard her shouting into her phone, and I could just hear her voice. And she was like, for about a block, she was just shouting into her phone. And there's like business people on their phones walking by, and they would just start laughing, because it was just really funny to see this baby like yelling into her phone, like lounging back on her stroller. And so, that was just funny.
Important business to discuss.
Yeah. She's a CEO in training.
Too cute. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Amanda. I've learned so many new things about being a designer and how that process works and working with models and how you've grown your business. If our listeners want to find you, what are the best ways that they could find you or get in touch?
They can find me on amandaarcher.com. From there, I have my social media links. They can also find me on Etsy under Amanda Archer. And those are probably the two best ways to contact me.
Great.
We had a great time talking with you, so thank you so much. Any more thank yous we have to do?
No, that's fine. Yeah, our last interview, we got all caught up in this round of thank yous.
Round of thank yous.
Like, I don't know. It kind of turned into a mess.
Head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/24 for the show notes and resources mentioned in this episode. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.